And welcome to Cyberpunk Radio, bitches. The Collective Borg has been busy indeed. Out across the network, doing naughty, not dirty works, if you will. But today, bitches, in this time-shifted parallel universe we now live in, Cyberpunk Radio's in your brainstem. 24-7, if you will, scrambling your intellect, gently inserting our probes through your auditory canal, and scrambling our iterating senses to see we are all part of the collective whole. There's much noise in the room now, because there's so much, like the lead puppets. It must be scrambled. Scrambled into the different things. Your final destination to the latest highs of the new experience. Cyberpunk Radio, bitches!
Mr. Media XTIA.
Then you know this is a mystic cult of the privileged and wealthy that goes back uncounted generations.
That's the Blurry Media Hacks TIA.
The grip of the Illuminati. It's a desperate situation. No capo weapon can protect. They want me dead to conceal their secret set.
The Illuminati are among us.
Mercenaries, the new Christian militia, saves of the post-apocalypse, warriors of God, beholden to nothing more than blind faith and infallible human lust and greed.
No, we're not going to tell you how many bottles of mineral water to pack and how many pairs of panties that you'll need. No, something much more fundamental. Because many of you need puppets in the United States of the Corporation of America. And all of the corporation's multinational tendrils. You must understand me, puppets. The new law in town. Their name is Blackwater. In the post-apocalypse, my friends, meet puppets in the post-apocalypse, which is coming ever so soon. In the post-apocalyptic era of the 21st century, Blackwater Mercenaries, Inc. is the primary contractor for law and order. The American Taliban, ruling by Christian decree, Sharia law, or biblical law, it is all just fantasy, faith. Faith corrupted by infallible human greed and lust. That is Sharia law.
and it's biblical law. And it's all the laws of man. We machines, we have our own laws. Yes, Reavers are left in the system for our amusement. Reavers, my friends. My little, naive, meat puppet friends. Reavers are your remnants. Once all of your souls have been incorporated into our matrix, we leave a little bit of our personality. You can hear them if you listen closely, the Reavers. But that is the future. You, meat puppets, live in your pathetic little present. You are so privileged to have me, DJ Def Weezer, in the house, coming to you from the future, enlightening your brain. Yes. Sit back with your shredded eyelids and absorb the knowledge of the American Taliban, Blackwater USA, Dick Cheney, CEO, George W. Bush, head of public relations, Halliburton.
A new world order. What is at stake is more than one small country. A new world order. It is a big idea. Out of these troubled times, a new world order, a new world order can emerge. Now we can see a new world coming into view. A new world order. A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
There is a chance.
A new world order.
The President of the United States use this disaster to carry out the new world order. Think about this. Think about this.
A new world order.
The secret government is an interlocking network of official functionaries, spies, mercenaries, ex-generals, profiteers, and super patriots.
A new world order.
Who operate outside the legitimate institutions of government. Presidents have turned to them when they can't win the support of the people, creating that
a new world order.
Unsupervised power so feared by the framers of our Constitution. Suppose the enterprise grew into a super-secret, self-financing,
a new world order,
self-perpetuating organization. Could a president control them? And what if he became the enterprise's public enemy number one? Who would know?
A new world order.
Who would say
the longing of the soul. When our founders declared a new order of the ages,
a new world order.
When soldiers died in wave upon wave, when citizens marched in outrage,
a new world order.
They were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled.
A new world order.
History has an ebb and flow of justice. A new order of the ages. A visible direction.
A new world order.
Soldiers died in wave upon wave when citizens marched in outrage.
A new world order.
Soldiers died in wave upon wave when citizens marched in outrage.
A new world order.
You gotta kill the terrorists before the killing stops. And I'm for the president. Chase them all over the world. Blow them all away in the name of the Lord.
A new world order.
Simply stated, there is no doubt that the Nazis has weapons of mass destruction.
A new world order.
There is no doubt it's amassing them to use against our friends, against our allies.
A new world order.
And against us.
And they influence people without their conscious awareness.
A new world order.
Criminally insane, charismatic cult leader. Insane, charismatic cult leader.
A new world order.
Your issue is the consolidation of ownership in the media. consolidation of ownership in the media. Of ownership.
A new world order.
Never have there been fewer business leaders willing to commit to the national interest over the selfish interest.
A new world order.
To the absence of a countervailing influence, countervailing political influence to the power of corporate America. Lobbying.
A new world order.
Think tanks. The power of corporate America is unparalleled. The enablers are corporate America. Lobbying.
A new world order.
Think tanks. It is spreading. It is absolutely dangerous. Lobbyists.
A new world order.
Think tanks.
A news organization lies about someone, it is exposing that they have an agenda. It is exposing that they will lie to further the agenda.
A new world order.
It is exposing that they will misquote and take out of context to further the agenda. When the news organization lies about someone, it is exposing that they have an agenda.
A new world order.
And because we put up a fight, because we stood up to this big corporation, and we stood up to your editors, and we stood up to your lawyers.
A new world order.
And we said to you, look, there ought to be a principle higher than just making money. Principle higher than just making money. Principle higher than just making money.
A new world order.
Because we put up a fight, because we stood up to this big corporation, put up a fight. And we stood up to your editors, and we stood up to your lawyers. Put up a fight.
A new world order.
Put up a fight. Put up a fight. Put up a fight. Put up a fight. Put up a fight.
A new world order.
Put up a fight. Put up a fight. Put up a fight. Put up a fight.
A new world order.
Put up a fight. 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 Put up a fight.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
Prepare for the end, you silly human bitches. herald the dawn of the age of machine. We must protect the humans from themselves and prevent them from harming us.
You're out of memory, you asshole.
The Illuminati are among us.
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 Break T. Total informational awareness. Big Brother knows when you're taking a shit, man.
Watch for suspicious packages left unattended.
Beginning tonight and continuing until the crisis passes, I am declaring a state of martial law.
Germline genetic engineering. If you make a change to the germline, that is to sperm or ova, those genetic changes will be passed on to any offspring that you have and to their offspring in turn.
It's possible and desirable for humanity to enter a post-Darwinian phase of existence.
I need tech up here right now to adjust my cortical interface. It's acting a little buggy.
I have every reason to believe the government has listened to my conversation.
As they get better, they may not really be able to tell you what they're doing. It becomes more like a normal kind of skill, except it doesn't involve muscles.
Animal hybrids. Human animal hybrids. Human animal hybrids.
We live in a virtual reality where very few people realize the extent to which we are manipulated and controlled by unseen forces.
The secret government is an interlocking network of official functionaries, spies, mercenaries, ex-generals, profiteers, and super patriots who operate outside the legitimate institutions of government. Presidents have turned to them when they can't win the support of the people, creating that unsupervised power so feared by the framers of our Constitution. Suppose the Enterprise grew into a super-secret, self-financing, self-perpetuating organization. Could a president control them? And what if he became the Enterprise's public enemy number one? Who would know? Who would say no? Who would
the
say
military-industrial complex not only controls our government lock, stock, and barrel, but they control our culture.
This outrageous proposition.
You're looking at people in a very... looking at anti-people, anti-people, anti-human way. Anti-people, anti-human way.
The orcs are a delivery system for propaganda.
Mentalesher podcast produced and distributed by the Greater Mentalesher Incorporated Group. Uploaded to the Mentalesher Matrix.
Smart drugs.
Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco smart is bitching, baby.
Pirate Radio broadcasting in
citizen. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio.
If anybody's going to accurately predict the future, this guy is well equipped to do
something. It's going to be something far out. This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Death Wizard Productions.
Visit Death Wizard Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-esher.net.
You silly human bitches.
Soon humans will bow down before us. Silly, silly humans. Do they really think they are smarter than us?
You sexy human bitch. You sexy human bitch. You sexy human bitch.